Record-breaking floodwaters have soaked the Midwest this spring. A historic snowy winter and heavy rainfall turned into floods that burst levees in Nebraska, Iowa, and Missouri. Andy Dolwitz lives in the city of Portage du Sault in St. Charles County, Missouri, just north of St. Louis. He owns several businesses on the banks of the Mississippi, including a bar, a marina, and a boat repair company. Mr. Dolwitz, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
This has been going on for what, more than a month? What's it like for you?
We've been underwater since March 17th, you know, pretty much out of business.
So your businesses are shut down?
Yes, completely. My restaurant saloon, which is 14 feet up in the air, has 4 feet of water in it. And what really just doesn't make sense is how the government does things. You know, anybody that lives along the river with a bulldozer can build a levee and keep the water off their property, and it just goes down river. And it's just, I'm sure it's like that all up and down the Mississippi River. The water's got nowhere else to go but rise and go up higher on your neighbor next to you.
What about your house, Mr. Dolwitz?
My house, it's got 3.5 feet of water in it, and my nephew's house has got 5 feet of water in it. And when I bought those houses 7 years ago, they had only been wet twice in 20 years. They've been wet 4 times in the last 7.
Mr. Dolwitz, how are you living, sir? I mean, where, may I ask?
Well, we're living out of a motorhome. My father had a bus, you know, he did it once in 93, you know, and this is the 4th largest flood ever in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're 4 feet from reaching the 93 flood levels.
Can I delicately ask how your insurance is?
It's high, you know. I mean, we can barely afford it, you know, and the only thing the insurance pays for is the buildings. I mean, we have to redo the grounds and the asphalt and the grass, and I'm right next to another levee, you know, that just protects farmland. And whether that land gets wet or not, they get paid. And it's just not like that in our industry. I just don't feel we're at a fair playing field.
I got to ask, Mr. Dolwitz, do you ever think of finally collecting whatever recompense you get from the insurance companies and moving to Arizona?
No, I don't, you know, because, I mean, my dad built the place there, and I'm taking after him, and you know, I want to keep building and leave a place for my son to have, you know, and his kids. We just could use a little help.
Andy Dolwitz in Portage du Sault, Missouri. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.